Today I want to speak a sermon on we are called to create. And in this life, you know, we can be either creator or a critic. Most people are critics, or most people choose to be critics because it is easier being a critic. It starts in elementary school with what researchers have found out was that the fourth grade slump. Since being a creator is vulnerable, it exposes you to opinion of others. Most young people choose to protect themselves. They see the pain of taking an arrow for making something new. So instead of taking the pain on, they decide to be archers instead. You know, in creation, whether that is creating a song, poem, idea, a system, process, tool, or design, or pottery, an app, website, logo. And there is another type of creation where it's creating a conversation, creating a welcoming environment, and creating a safe space. And creating requires energy and vulnerability. To create, you freely pour energy into process, and then some moment something exists that didn't exist before. In Genesis, when God finished creating, he said this, God saw that it was good. And we do the same thing, but much more on a smaller scale. When a developer creates an app, she might think that it's not worth it, so she might start over. Or she thinks that it's good, but it needs more work. Or she might say that it is good. And she publishes it. And when she does, she releases this creation that she sees as good into the world. And that is a courageous act of faith and vulnerability, because every creator knows it is incredibly likely that someone is going to say that thing we call is actually bad. And when somebody critiques something that you create, and you can feel actually bad, but is criticism necessarily a negative? I think that's a complicated question if you ask me. But to go the word critic or the criticism, as we look them up, it comes from a Latin or Greek roots, and they carry a meaning of judgment. But for judgment, it holds a negative connotation. And, you know, people in society have some mechanism of what judging is. You know, judging is good or bad, right or wrong, legal or illegal. Judgment is not inherently wrong, but it can be wrong if it's wielded inappropriately. It is standard to say that some sort of constructive criticism is necessary. We even help creators to learn how to receive criticism in a healthy way. Those things are likely true, important, but still problematic because of language. The word criticism has gained a negative connotation over the years. And this is what it is defined as, the word itself. It says, the act of expressing disapproval, noting the problem or faults of person or thing. And that is not the only definition. But I think that the feeling is that attached to the word criticism, there's a lot. And that's what it makes it so hard for those who create. Of course, creator needs thicker skin, but critics also need to realize that their role in the creative process. What if I tell you that we are called to create? I know that a lot of people here are saying, I'm not a creative person, I don't create. But I'm here to tell you that that is a lie the devil is telling. Because in Genesis 1:27, it says this, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. We are created in God's image. And what that means is that because God, since he was a creator, and as the image bearers who we are, we should also create. here's a quote that I want to share with you. She's a writer. She's a New York Times bestselling author. Her title, she has a book title, Present Over Perfect and Cold Tangerines, and she said this: "We create because we were made to create. Having been made in the image of God, whose first role was creator, he was and is a million different things, but in the beginning, he was a creator. That means something for us. I think that we are made to be things that he is. Forgivers, redeemers, second chance givers, truth tellers, and hope bringers. And we were certainly absolutely made to be creators." Today, I'm going to ask you three questions. Are you a creator in your thoughts? Are you a creator in your words? Are you a creator in your deeds? First, are you a creator in your thoughts? Sometimes when we're to ourselves, when we're thinking, it's hard for us not to be negative. Sometimes whether you're struggling with self-criticism, pessimism, just a negativity, or having a critical mind, it is easy for us to dwell on them the more we think on it. But our thoughts are also used to create. Some might say that they are not creative in thinking because they are scientists or they're analytical. And because using analysis or having to be logical, you might say that you can't create because without logic, I can't create. But what I'm saying is that use the knowledge that God has given you. Come up with a solution. You know, create a new drug that can help cure disease or fight cancer. Use what has God's given you to create, because we are called to create because we bear image of God. We need to stop hiding behind the fear and stop listening to the lies of the devil that's telling us. And I want to tell you to stop listening to the lies of the devil. You know, the critic is the lie of the devil. And if you catch yourself criticizing yourself, I want you to stop and say something positive using God's word. And here are some Bible verses to help with our thoughts. This is what the Bible says. In Philippians 4:8, it says this: "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, and whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." And Philippians 4:23 says, "Let the Spirit change your way of thinking." If you can't change it by yourself, then ask for God's help. Holy Spirit will help you with that. And finally, Romans 12:2, he says, "Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to rest, able to test and approve what God's will is, that he is good, pleasing, and perfect will." Next, we're going to be asking the question of, are you creator in your word? In Korean language, there is a proverb called 새치의 혀가 사람을 잡는다. I think we can all agree upon that our tongues carry more power than we think. And as believers, we should be reminding ourselves daily how we are in Christ. We should remind ourselves of how much he loves us. And we are to speak kind words to others. But for some reason, we have trouble speaking kind and encouraging words to others. And here are a few Bible verses I want to share with you how much the words can be. It all comes from Proverbs. Proverbs 16:24 says this. It says, "Gracious words are honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones." 25:12, it says, "Anxiety weighs down the heart, but the kind word cheers it up. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those love it will eat its fruit." Our words that comes out of our tongue carry a lot of weight. And we can see that in Genesis chapter 2 also. Chapter 1. And because God created earth. When he created with his words. And after he created in Genesis 2, we see that God is leaving it up to Adam to name every living creature. Because Adam was created in image of God, Adam also create the names of every living creature on this earth. So if you ever wonder why that animal was named that way, Adam is the person to go to. And when you get to heaven, ask a question, why'd you name elephant an elephant? And he might give you an answer. And you know, this is a good example of what good words can do, the good creating words. But right after that chapter, we see how wrong words can do. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, he reads this. It says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God has made. He said to the woman, 'Did God really say you must not eat from the tree in the garden?' The woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat from the fruit, the trees in the garden. But God did say you must not eat from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die.' Then you will certainly die. Serpent said to the woman, 'For God knows what you can eat from, and from your eyes will be open. For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing the good and evil.'" And we know what happens next. After that, Adam and Eve partake in eating of the fruit of knowledge, good and evil, and sin enter into the world. Sin enter into a good world, a perfect world that God had created. Words can be good or bad, but here the words, the serpent's word was bad. And it led to the sinful and fallen world right now. There are many examples in the Bible, but even in our daily lives where our words matter. You know, Eve saw the creation that God had created, and she knew that God's creation was good, but what happened to her? She listened to the critic. She listened to the words of the devil. Did God really say you're going to die if you touch it? Did God really say you will die? Those words, those twisting words, and that's what she listened to. And here is this: if we listen to God, we are going to create words that lift up other people, encouraging those around us. But if we listen to the devil, it's going to be opposite. We're going to find ways to tear people down. We're going to find ways to not uplift other people. We will criticize for all the actions that they do. We'll make judgments for all the choices that they do. Instead of encouraging, we will be a judgment against them. And, you know, just to help you, a good reminder, Matthew 7, 1-5, it says this. He said, "Judge not that you be judged, for with judgment you pronounce you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when there is a log in your eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye." Here, I want to challenge us to encourage those around us. When they are creating, use your words to find a creative way to encourage others. And if you find yourself being critical of those who are creating, stop and repent. Ask for the Lord's help. And lastly, are you creator in your deeds or actions? When God saw the void, he decided to create. And his creation was good. And actually, it was very good. Genesis 1:31, it says, "God saw all that he had made, and it was very good." Ever since Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit, the work for them has been vigorous and difficult. I think a lot of people think that when we hear the word work, we think about the work is bad, work is boring. But the work, the deed itself, is inherently bad. It's not bad. It is designed by God to be an act of worship and a meaningful way for us humans to glorify God and serve others. In a fallen world that we live in right now, it can be difficult to find or to see goodness or the meaning or the eternal significance of our work because we just don't see it right now. I want to introduce a person. His name is Casper Ten Boom. He was a Dutch Christian who helped many Jews and those resistor against the Nazis escape during the Holocaust, during World War II. Caspar Ten Boom's neighbors probably know him best as a nice guy who was a watchmaker. While his work may have appeared as a monotonous and as a ticking timepiece, he was the man who loved his work, and he saw that as a calling from God. And he, what he did was that he used his watch shop and to create means to serving of his neighbors and discipling his employees. As Europe headed into World War II, after Germans invaded the hometown in the Netherlands, his family started to hide Jews and other risks to be killed by Nazis. Ten Boom used his watch shop to create a space and a network in town so that they could help people smuggle food, smuggle people, and other supplies to the Jews hiding their watch shop. If you ask me, they were not prepared for this. Then later, they did get caught by the Germans and ended up in prison, and they get released eventually. But here's what I want to share with you is that Caspar Ten Boom created a network out of his people in need, despite that he might be killed. And I know this, that he didn't ask questions like, is my watch shop ready to host people? Is my watch shop big enough to do the work that God wants me to do? Am I doing the right thing? And from there, I want to ask you guys a question of, are we creating a welcoming space for people in our community? Or are you creating a hospitable environment? And when you're not doing that, stop asking and stop using excuses because, oh, I can't host small group this week because that's not what God called me to do. Are you not opening up your house because you don't have the big house? You don't have the furniture? You don't have the perfect dish to serve guests? If we give excuses, there's no way, there's no stopping, because we're always going to find excuses to not do the work. As I close, I want to close with this. So for creators, for those of you who are creating whatever field that you are in, I want you guys to be braver than ever. We need to find ways to celebrate our work and do our best, because that's what we are called to do, and that's what God has called us to be, to create. And for critics, we need to own our own role in the creative process. We need to honor creators. Instead of finding things to criticize or judgment, find the things to uplift and encourage them so that creators can do their jobs. Because if they're not, we can crush the spirits for those who are brave enough to make beautiful things. And what is the point of us just tearing people down because you yourself is not being creative? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today as we looked into who we are and what we are called to be, Lord. We are made in the image after you. And because you are a creator, we are called to create, Lord. But sometimes it is easy for us to be a critic rather than a creator. Sometimes it is so easy for us to judge or criticize others than us being able to create. But I pray that you give courage and strength for those creators that are out in the crowd. And you also give smart words to say for those critics who are there, and finding ways for them to encourage and uplift the creators, Lord. Build us today, and then let us not forget the love that you have given us through your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray as in your Son's name. Amen.